flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, final hour of Ben and Woods, and coming up in about 20 minutes from now, we have a special guest, one of our favorite sports figures in San Diego from one of our favorite teams, and his last name,
oh boy,
is Merrill.
Had a good year last year.
Yeah, had a good year last year. He's had a good couple years. You know, we're very excited.
Talk to have just Merrill.
Patrick Merrill Patrick is going to be joining us from the San Diego Seals.
Now you've just kind of crapped on Patrick
Merrill by comparing him to... He is one of our favorite sports figures in San Diego.
But he's not Jackson Merrill.
We're talking about?
Yeah, I did not lie. I did not... I wasn't trying to mislead anyone.
Sounds misleading.
Patrick Merrill. Jackson is going to be on with Annie Elston,
I believe,
from FanFest. So you will hear from Jackson on this radio station.
Tentative planned for Saturday.
Yeah.
Remember how insane it at least was a couple of years ago. Scheduling could change and all of that, but that is the plan. I think you'll hear Jake Cronenworth, Mike Schilt, Trevor Hoffman, Jackson Merrill, Dylan Cease, and Joe Musgrove are scheduled for Saturday's broadcasts.
Okay.
But you'll hear from Patrick Merrill of the Seals. You have a game tomorrow night or?
Tomorrow night. Or Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night at Pechanga Arena.
Okay. 2-hour broadcast at FanFest.
It's been a while. This is just kind of a reminder that the Seals are back in town.
Yeah,
they've been on the road and had a week off, I think. So it's been a while since they've played. And they need a win.
They do, badly.
Pretty badly, don't they?
It's been a weird year.
Speaking of wins, it is your chance out there, Tier 1s, to win right now. In our biggest fan contest, about to announce the name, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back and qualify for our grand prize drawing, the 20 tickets for you and your friends and a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game later this season. Today's biggest fan, at least at 9 a.m., is Edgar Flores from Chula Vista. Edgar, you are on the clock right now, so you got 10 minutes to call us at 833-288-0973. Play that for the entire 10 minutes, Paul. That'd be great. Don't forget, remember, register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan, and then you'll have a chance to hear your name called at 9, 1, or 5:30, just like Edgar Flores from Chula Vista just had his name called. I want to give you some credit.
Oh, me?
Yeah. So, remember yesterday when we were talking about golf, and you said they should just let the guys use rangefinders to speed things up. You don't need caddies stepping off the yardage. Pace of play been a big issue. Guess what they just announced yesterday at the Pebble Beach tournament, which begins this morning. In fact, I think it's just underway now. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan unveiled, and there'll be more details coming out, but their new pace of play initiative, which includes perhaps testing starting to allow range finders and maybe even a shot clock in golf.
I talked to Jay.
Did you? I was going to say you seem to be well connected with the world of the PGA Tour and possible rule changes.
He concurs that there's an issue, and we had a long, passionate discussion about it. Jay Monahan and I, and he's agreed to at least explore the options of doing that. So I do feel a bit like a tastemaker right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Every sport, though, is exploring ways to shorten their sport.
I wonder why.
Baseball did it, and successfully, by the way. Golf is looking at it. You've had other...
The NBA?
So, Adam Silver yesterday said he thinks that it's a good idea to maybe shorten games to 40 minutes. Go from 12-minute quarters to 10-minute quarters instead of, what they've always had, the 48-minute games. And, shorten things up. Now, NBA games only average 2 hours and 16 minutes, which is not, doesn't seem insanely long.
It's actually fairly perfect
there
for a sporting
are,
event.
But every
His
other...
logic, he wants to get it a little bit closer to
two hours
flat.
Yeah,
a two-hour broadcast window, essentially. It's also the fact that every other basketball, basically a league on Earth, college basketball, international basketball, Olympic basketball... They all play 10-minute quarters. It's only the NBA that plays 12-minute quarters.
You should do it like Bo's team and do 8-minute quarters. Those games fly by.
That's high school basketball for you. But
is that 8?
Yeah. But 10-minute quarters, obviously there'd be some, side consequences, like scoring records.
Correct.
Or pretty much, you take 8 minutes off of the game, that's pretty much it for your scoring records. No one's ever going to break, the 60, 70-point barrier again. So season-long records, things like that would be completely, you'd have a new era of records. So the 40-minute game versus the 48-minute game. You'd also have a bunch of, role players like the 8th and 9th and 10th players on the bench who are like, hey, I'm a valuable contributor to this team. You pay me $9 million to come in and play, 12 minutes a game as the 9th player off the bench. You don't need those guys as much anymore because your starters will be playing a bigger chunk of the game in a 40-minute game. So you'll have... Some of these secondary role players are going, whoa, you can't be, those are my 8 minutes that you're taking away from me. This is why I'm getting paid, essentially, is to be depth, and give the starters a few minutes off here or there. And if they need less time off, what need is there for me, the 8th guy coming up off the bench?
I wonder, too, if it has to do with the rash of injuries / load management that goes on in the NBA as well. I just saw that graphic that I couldn't believe. Joel Embiid has played 862 games in the NBA, but he's only played 462 of them. He has sat for 400 games, which there are 82 games in an NBA season. He has sat the bench for 5 years and has made in that time $126
million. That includes, legitimately times he was out with injuries.
It's absolutely.
Not all load management, but yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. But that is bananas. Bananas. We have 52 weeks in a year. What if we only did shows for 25 of those weeks? I don't think it would fly with management here. 25 weeks is what you can count on us for this year. It's not going to fly in really any other gig, which is crazy. But again, you shorten the games. You maybe preserve the health of some guys too. A little bit could be an unintended consequence or maybe an intended consequence.
I mean, shortening the season would be a great way of, saving guys' legs. Don't have back-to-back games where you play one night and then the next night.
Are we going to get down to 7-inning baseball games at some point?
Well, I mean, even during the pandemic, we saw a little bit of that as well.
For the doubleheaders.
Yeah, for the doubleheaders. So, my guess is it'll be discussed with the trend of sports is less.
It should be 15-minute games.
People like, their YouTube chunks, their 5-minute YouTube clips, and less people.
We're still doing a 4-hour show here. Adam!
The man responsibly sitting right behind you.
He is grimacing at you behind you.
Did you hear this? The sports leagues are trying to speed things along,
shortening
things.
Shorter but better is what their
thoughts
the trend
on that.
Is in sports.
Shorter but better.
We could shorten your salary too.
What?
Shorten your salary.
He said.
It's up for discussion. I would discuss that with you. to do a three-hour show. Drew says, I want four-hour baseball games. You say that until there's until there's like 37 of them in a row. I think you get fatigued.
What sport feels... I like football games are pretty much 3 hours consistently.
Yeah. College football feels longer.
A little bit
now.
Longer. Yeah. Now they've stopped.
Football's
stopping.
When they have the three games, like the morning, afternoon, and the primetime late night game, like they just roll right one into the next.
Yeah.
There is no overlap.
Nope.
There's really no like hour and a half long gap in between the games. They've got it down to a
Yeah, sentence. I do. I get annoyed when you have the touchdown, long commercial break, kickoff. Long commercial break. And then, oh, wait, here's the first quarter's done after two plays. Long commercial break.
Yeah.
There are spots where football gets bogged down as well, where they could speed things up a little bit. But the timing of football seems to work. I mean, it's on the weekends generally. You know, these other sports, these are weeknight games. You know, there's a difference between a weeknight baseball game going 4 hours and a football game, college or football game. You're going out on a Saturday. You don't mind if it ends up stretching to 3.5 hours on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. But when you're going to a baseball game on Wednesday night and it stretches to 4 hours, that is a bit, onerous for fans.
Yeah, if your old pal Woods goes to a baseball game on a Wednesday night, I'm leaving after 2 hours, just so you know. I'm not staying for the whole 4 hours. It's just no way. It's too much.
But it clearly is a multi-sport trend. That just about every sport is looking for ways to speed things up a little bit to capture a less patient audience.
I'm with them. I would like to speed this up to three hours.
We always, as older fans, which is now what we're in that demographic of older fans, we always say, "Yeah, these kids today don't have the patience to sit down."
I don't either.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they're wrong. You know, maybe we're the ones that we're too patient with our sports sometimes. Like, we should demand a little more action and activity. Kids won't watch.
Yeah, they're just too now.
If it's too slow and it's too boring, they just won't watch. And, you know, that's why golf has a serious problem. Not the popularity of golf is playing the sport is as popular as it's ever been. So why is watching the sport ratings going down across the board? Because people, like younger people who are getting into the game, got into the game during the pandemic, they like watching the YouTube videos, Bryson DeChambeau and Barstool and, these chunks of, 5 to 10 minute videos. They can't imagine sitting down for 4 hours and watching, an entire golf round of the U.S. Open or the Masters. It's just not going to do it.
Well, it's star power, too. It's just there's a lack of stars in PGA right now.
Well, not this week. This week they got all the stars at Pebble Beach. Scotty Scheffler's back from his hand injury. He sliced himself. What did he do? He's making
dinner.
Dinner.
Hurt himself.
Hurt himself. Jordan Spieth's back for the first time since August. They got a really good field.
Yep, Rory.
We'll see what ratings look like from Pebble Beach this weekend and if people tune back in. But you still don't have all the live players and everything. That's always going to be a problem until they figure that out. So,
well, one thing, Ben, that is sweeping the nation is daily fantasy. That's something that you can do, and it kind of makes the games a lot more exciting to watch if you're a California sports fan. Good news, Underdog available to play in your state. Best app for your big game party is actually, it's not on the table. It's on your phone. It's called Underdog, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the big game. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold? Make your entries in just a few taps. With their Pick'em game, you could win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on player stats like yards, touchdowns, interceptions, and more. Got all your favorite leagues. If you wanted to go in and do some higher or lower on golf at Pebble Beach, you could absolutely do that. Cook up some entries for a shot to win real cash prizes while you watch the big game. Love hearing from you tier ones that have signed up with Underdog. It's incredible. I've had so much fun with it. There's that thrill of getting like your first four correct, waiting for the last two. With their double flex option, you could even take two L's, turn it into a win, having a blast with Underdog, as I've told you guys. There's a lot to go in there and poke around. So have some fun with it. That's what it's supposed to be. Underdog, the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app, sign up with the promo code Woods. Deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods when you sign up at Underdog. Must be 18 and over, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woods, let me hear you say Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get some practice in.
Saskatchewan.
For your Seals game coming up Saturday night at Pechanga Arena. The Seals returning home to take on the
Saskatchewan
Rush at 7 p.m. It is Mexican Heritage Night at Pechanga Arena as well.
You should come out and roll your R's.
I can't roll
for
my
everyone.
R's. Pot-a-tee. I've been practicing
for 3 years.
Still can't quite nail it.
Yep.
But we got a special guest on the line right now.
Yes, we do. He is the head coach, general manager of our beloved San Diego Seals, Patrick Merrill. Patty, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas? I'm doing well, thanks.
Good to talk to you. Man, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever because I haven't seen you in forever. You guys have been on the road, on a bye. How's the team doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's... We're doing okay. We're doing okay. We kind of had a rough road trip where we kind of let a couple games slip away from us. But you know, we're looking forward to getting back home here, and we love our group. And this is a big one for us here this weekend on Saturday night. So all of our focus is on that.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, they're a good team. Saskatchewan 5-2. You got our old goalie Frank the Tank Chiliano. You guys may remember. Yep. He's coming back. He's having a great year. You know, he wants to beat the Seals, but I got to tell you, man, I've been with the team since it started. I've had so much fun watching this team, Patrick, of the game, but it's been a fun year. They're a fun group to watch. They're more athletic. They seem to be playing much tougher. In your opinion, why is the record what it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just kind of trying to find, the best version of ourselves or the best iteration of our team. We've got a lot of new guys, and as you mentioned, it's an amazing group. And our goal was to be a little bit more athletic and get some younger legs in the lineup. And I think the guys really, really care, and we think we have the. We have the makings of a top team in this league.
Yeah.
But we haven't kind of found the best version of ourselves yet, right? But we're hoping that that's all going to start to come together for us. Starting this weekend.
So you'd be surprised, but occasionally on this show, especially recently, we've had a few discussions about owners who really want to win and have the financial wherewithal to do so. And certainly from everything that I've heard from about Jotai, he wants to win a lacrosse championship for San Diego, and he has the financial wherewithal to do so. What are your interactions with Joe like? What kind of an owner is he, and what kind of expectations do you get from him at the start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Joe is an amazing person, first and foremost. He treats all of his players. We had the experience of being at his kind of birthday party a couple weekends ago, and just the support that we get from him and his family is kind of second to none. You want to run through a wall for the guy just because of how well he treats us. I think there's no owner in sports that deserves a winner more than him, in my opinion. And so I know it's a source of motivation for me, but also, for every single guy that sits in that locker room, week in, week out, to try and bring a championship, not only to Joe, but to the city of San Diego that both deserve it so much.
Yeah, we need it pretty badly here. And I mean, I want one so bad. I love the game. It's funny too, talking to a Seals head coach, Patrick Merrill, a couple weeks ago. There was a tilt on the carpet. I can't even remember the teams, but it made national news. And people were like, oh, my God, they fight in lacrosse? They play this hard? And I actually, for a moment, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. The NLL is having a moment. And then I thought to myself, they do this all the time. But, like, Pat McAfee picks up on it, and more eyes are now on the NLL. Would love to get as many eyes as we can out to Pechanga Arena. But, like, as far as the league goes, it's constantly exciting. Patty, did you see that punch that was delivered, and what were your reactions to it?
Yeah, I definitely saw it. I think my reaction was very similar to yours. I think we're kind of the best kept kind of secret still.
Yes.
I think our league in terms of entertainment value and how hard these guys compete. And again, that's really authentic stuff, right? Like that's two guys going at it.
Yeah.
In a packed house in Buffalo, in front of some rabid fans, and just kind of trying to get the upper hand on each other, right? But as you know, Woodsy, we see that every weekend, right?
Every weekend, I'm in the box, so I hear these dudes, one of our guys and one of their guys, they're screaming at each other back and forth between me, and I'm in the middle, and I'm like, this is why I love this. I love this. These guys care so, so much. And they're such artists down on the carpet. It truly is amazing. I love to see big moments like that for the league. But, I've been telling everyone for 6 years, you get that all the time. And with this new iteration of the San Diego Seals, I feel like we're seeing, like I mentioned, I think we're a tougher team this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, you have to be a tough team. You have to be the margin of error is so... is so slim in our league, especially with the amount of parity that exists today across the league, and so that was intentional. It's a tough game, so you have to have a tough group, right? That's willing to lay it on the line literally every shift. Not to sound cliche, but you have to earn every inch out there on the field, and. And again, I think we're built to do that, and we've demonstrated that at, many times over the course of the season so far. But I think there's still more room for growth within our team. But I can never fault them for their effort, because they and especially at home, we feed off you, Woodsy, and we feed off that crowd, even more so every weekend. And so. I think that's why you see the guys play so hard.
Patrick, good luck on Saturday night. Who knows? We saw some of the Padres players at the Aztecs game on Wednesday.
Would love to have them.
Club 44 or Camp 44. Maybe they'll be at the Seals game on Saturday night and see if you can pull out a win and start a little winning streak here.
Yeah, there's a Merrill, too, on the Padres.
There sure is. There sure is. Any relation to Jackson Merrill?
I wish.
Yeah,
I wish. No.
That's fair.
That's
no,
fair. But
me too.
He's always welcome at Pechanga.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Patty. We'll see you Saturday. I'll be bringing the heat.
You always do, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Patrick Merrill, head coach, general manager of the San Diego Seals. You can get your tickets at SealsLax.com. Rod, who is one of our tier ones at our Christmas and holiday extravaganza, said, thanks for the Seals tickets. We had Seals tickets in our gift bags. He said, I had a blast. Didn't know lacrosse would be so entertaining.
It's common sentiment.
Yeah, we went to a game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was the last home game. It's just a lot of fun. It's a fun night.
It's a blast.
Jim Arena.
Jim in the chat says, LOL, lacrosse. And I said, Jim, your tickets are on me. Your first ones. You want to come. I've done this.
Don't knock it.
Till you try it. That's exactly right.
I know what that means. Does everybody else know what that means? I'll just give you a second to react to what that means. Saw the headline yesterday, and normally I would just let this slip right past me, Woods, but Bill Belichick was on the Let's Go podcast, and he said they should really rename the Lombardi Trophy, the Super Bowl winning Vince Lombardi Trophy. And he said, how about the Brady Trophy? He won 7 titles.
Lombardi win?
He won the first two. But Bill Belichick's point,
I think he elaborated, right?
As it often is coaches don't win anything. Players win things.
Yeah.
So why would you name a trophy that players win after a coach? It should be named after a player. And no player has won more than Tom Brady. And I thought it was a very... actually, kind of magnanimous gesture.
Very much so.
With Bill Belichick, a lot of the narrative is, was it really Tom Brady or was it Bill Belichick?
Yep.
He went down 1-1 with Tampa Bay. Maybe it was more Brady than Belichick. And Belichick could be overly sensitive and go, I want just as much credit, as Tom Brady. But he goes, I thought this was an actually pretty good point that he makes. Like, you should name the trophy after a player, not a coach. I mean, the National League Reliever of the Year Award is the...
Trevor
Hoffman Award. The American League Reliever of the Year is the Mariano Rivera Award. That makes more sense, maybe, than calling it. It's just history now and tradition. It's the Lombardi Trophy.
Sure.
But he actually made a pretty decent point.
I mean, in 50 years, maybe, they do it, you know?
Well, I mean, if you do it too fast, it might need to be the Mahomes Trophy.
Fair enough.
The pace that he's on.
He gets, Brady gets it for like 4 years. And they're like, actually, sorry, buddy.
So they need to be careful about renaming it right now.
Lombardi won five in his overall long storied career.
Well, Tom has more.
Yeah, it's true. And Patrick, so is Bill.
Patrick may have more than all of them when it's all said and done.
You're still betting the Eagles?
All right, I see people calling in. Yeah, that was the sounder for winning the Aztecs tickets on Saturday night against Wyoming. My stomach noise. People are calling in to win. You can get your tickets for Saturday night's game. 5 p.m. start of Viejas Arena at GoAztecs.com. Polly's got a Rindle report. Some of the headlines we have not gotten to yet in our final segment. Stick around for more of that.
There's a banger in there. I'll tell you that now.
There's quite a few.
Woods, I want to tell you about trust and will. It is so important. It is something that is very easy to just out of sight, out of mind. I don't want to think about what might happen if I'm gone. Hey, I'm gone. I don't want to even talk about it. But it is so easy to take care of. There's peace of mind for you, and mostly, you know, protect your family and make sure your wishes are known and save them with a lot of hassle and grief if something did unexpectedly happen to you and you passed away.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't even the fact that, like, I don't want to think about this. It was the fact that I was just lazy and didn't think that I would need it. But I found out I absolutely do. And, make sure you set up a trust if you want to keep your family out of probate. It's lengthy. It's costly. Even with a will, probate is unavoidable. So make sure get a trust.
Probation, it's probate. It just sounds bad.
Yeah, I would know. Only a trust can help you bypass that entirely. So all you have to do, if you're listening right now, you just want to take care of this business. That's what it's all about. You just knock it out, and then you're done. It takes 20 minutes. Secure your assets. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, one word, San Diego, at checkout.
And if you've got like specific bequeaths, you can actually put those down as well, like special items that you want to leave for people.
I want to bequeath you to mow my lawn once a week.
The reading of the will.
The reading of the will.
If that's what I'm getting, I may miss the reading of the will.
That's right.
All right, we'll come back with our Rindle report next year. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. All right, congratulations to Trevor. Just won our Aztecs tickets. Was listening for that sounder, my stomach noise. 3 years ago tomorrow, stomach noise Ben. Speaking of contests, don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app and listen to 97.3 The Fan on the app for your chance at the ultimate trip in the Slam Dunk in Las Vegas contest. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to our station for 1 hour and get a daily entry into a national contest. Grand prize is travel and accommodations for a winner and three guests to Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, where you can watch the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim, plus $20,000 cash. I think you can do whatever you want with the $20,000. So you just have to listen on the app for an hour a day to qualify.
Easy.
We're going to get to our Rindle report. Obviously, it's headlines and stuff we haven't gotten to. One thing we have not mentioned, obviously, is the tragedy in Washington, D.C. A lot of coverage last night and this morning of the plane crash.
Awful.
There's really no good news. No survivors reported in the crash. 60 passengers, 4 crew members as a plane landing in Washington collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. It does report in this morning that about, I think, 14 of the people on the plane were linked to the sport of figure skating. Hmm. Some American skaters, some Russian skaters who were there at a camp or some sort of session and were returning to Washington, D.C. from Wichita. So just an awful, sad story. I did see, this is the first commercial plane crash in the United States since 2009. 16 years.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know. Air travel is actually remarkably safe, which is amazing, considering, you all think it. Like, every time you get into a plane, how does this stay in the air?
Every time.
How does this work? I have still no idea.
Nope.
It's not new technology, but I am always amazed by it.
It don't make sense to me.
No,
it doesn't.
Either. I don't like to think about it, actually.
Just like cargo ships, like
correct.
Boats.
How are
doesn't
you floating?
Make sense to me.
Don't get it. Cruise ships. How
you
do you
sit
do
there
it?
And explain it to me for hours.
Hours.
Because I get sink to the bottom. But
I just
giant heavy ship doesn't? How does that work?
Right.
But obviously, you know, thoughts and prayers going out to, I mean, just what a, just think you're just going about your business and you're traveling.
Terrible,
and all of a
man.
Sudden, it's just a nightmare for anybody's worst nightmare.
I saw the most heartbreaking video this morning.
The guy. Maybe don't interview that guy.
Yeah, he's like, last text I got from my wife said, landing in 20.
Right. And then he said, I hope right now somebody is pulling her out of the river. I'm like, all right, well, that's enough TV and internet for me today. But yeah, just a terrible tragedy. Terrible.
All right, so obviously, we know what's going on, and I know people are seeing that. So
for lightening the
mood.
Just
brought it up. All right, we'll check traffic, and then Paul, you'll get some other stories with our round of reports.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Thursday, gentlemen.
Happy Husband Day.
I was just going to say, we'll start right there. It's
happy
not one
husband
of stories,
day.
But Happy Husband Day. Did not know this was a thing, but it is.
Promise you, your wife didn't know it was a thing either.
Well, she does now.
She does now.
Says, though Husband Day is a relatively new addition to the calendars, originating in the early 2000s, it's become a very beloved tradition in many households. It's a perfect day to go that extra mile.
Yeah.
To show your husband how much you love and appreciate him, from his favorite breakfast to his preferred pastime. Seize the day to fill it with his favorites and, of course, lots of love.
To celebrate Husband Day by planning the perfect surprise. Show him how much he means to you with his favorite activities, food, and lots of love. I look forward to seeing what the old missus has whipped up.
Yeah,
for me when I get home.
In a couple hours.
She's going to throw me, my favorite pastime, probably playing baseball. She's going to throw me soft toss.
Get you some T-work.
Make some, like, steak and just throw me soft toss in the backyard.
Steak and soft toss.
Steak and soft toss sounds pretty, like a pretty elite day.
Now, not to be confused with National Husbandry Day, which is something entirely different.
What is husbandry?
Husbandry?
Yeah.
That is the care, cultivation, and breeding of animals.
Yeah, it's
why
different.
Is it so closely named to husband?
I don't know.
Husbandry, though. Are we all animals? Is that basically what it is? Like, you need to take, once you're married, your wife is performing husbandry.
Now, I tweeted
caring and cultivating you.
I tweeted about it and tagged my wife in it, but I don't know. I don't know if she's going to. I don't know how much she celebrates Husband Day. It's like, I'm not sure. It would be, if we celebrated, it would be the first time that we've ever celebrated it. So I'm down to try it, certainly, but I just don't know what I'm in store for when I get home.
Keep us updated.
I will.
We'll find out.
You do as well.
All right. We will get started here. How about, Pat Riley. I saw this story yesterday. One of the more savvier guys in sports, because I had no idea about this, but he, back in the late 80s, trademarked the phrase three-peat.
Yep.
With the Lakers. Riles and Company, Inc. They put a trademark for three-peat, the number three-peat, you know, all the variations,
yeah, all the variations.
Of three-peat.
Kind of like the let's...
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can't say it on the radio. Woods.
I wonder if I'll even get sued for that.
Let's. Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Like that?
Let's.
I mean, there's a lot of things that start with let's.
True.
So I think you're okay with
let's
that.
Dance. Yeah.
Now, of course, you don't see a ton of three-peats in sports. You had the Lakers, obviously. You had the Yankees.
Oh, did you just say three-peat? I think you just got fined.
I owe him money.
No, you just can't use
you
it like in an
it.
Advertisement or promotion.
Okay.
Without paying Pat Riley.
So it says here, yeah, just because he has all of these trademarks, if the Chiefs were to win Super Bowl 59, get the three-peat, they could still use it on phrasing and merchandise, promotion and all that. But they, or the NFL, would be required to pay royalties to Riles and Company, Inc.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we're
really one of the smartest, savviest moves.
It really is brilliant.
I just can't believe no one had thought of it before that.
I know.
Yeah. Took until, I think you said, 1989.
Well, we're staring down the barrel of one, so he's ready to cash in if need be.
Who was the last one? Was it the Lakers?
The last major NBA three in a row championship was, the Lakers, 2000 to 2002.
So, saw that.
J.M. Moore says he works in a husbandry in a lab. That's cool.
Outstanding.
We have all kinds of listeners.
By the way, just a side note, speaking of trademarks, it's official. Utah Hockey Club got denied, and they wanted to be the Utah Yetis. And that's been denied because it's too close to the Coolers. So they can't be the Yetis. So what they're doing instead is hosting an in-arena fan vote, and they're going to pick between three choices. Here are your choices, Woods.
Okay.
You can keep it as Utah Hockey Club forever.
Pass.
You could be the Utah Mammoth.
Okay.
Which, there's already a Colorado Mammoth
in the NLL.
In the NLL.
It's not bad. They got a good logo.
And this one's the weird one. This wasn't even one of the original choices. The Utah Wasatch, which is their mountain range. The Wasatch, I think. That would be confusing to a lot of people.
I mean, out of those three, it's an easy choice. It's Mammoth.
Mammoth.
Yeah.
Mammoth.
Thief. The Utah Thief.
The Mammoth.
I like that. That's not bad. But Yetis would have been great.
Yeah. I like Yeti singular.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Yeti.
What's the plural of Yeti? Is it Yetis?
Yeti.
Return of the Yeti.
Yeesh.
All right. And then next story. I saw this going around. I saw this on Instagram yesterday. I didn't know this was even possible in the world of video games. Obviously, you have so many different types of games, like role-playing games, first-person shooter games. You can beat those games. But I didn't know that you could beat sports games like Madden or FIFA or MLB The Show. Like, they just kind of go on forever.
You go on in perpetuity.
Yeah. I mean, like Woods, he sets as easy as possible and creates his super team.
No, force trades. That's it.
162-0, and then you win every game in the playoffs. You essentially beat MLB The Show.
Yeah.
My man played MLB The Show
this is amazing.
So long, he says that the game will no longer save stats or awards. And he
filled up the memory card, huh?
Just the game said, like, we can't
the game
go
said,
any
enough!
Further.
Enough!
He put some of his accomplishments in this.
I saw this. This is cool.
It's unbelievable. See, he was with the Boston Red Sox. And let's see here. He led the Red Sox to 30 World Series rings, 30 pennants.
30 out of 40.
39 MVPs, 39 Cy Young winners, and 11 no-hitters.
I love this guy. Man after my own heart.
He said Jackson Holliday ended up being the greatest player of all time. He finished with 7,500 hits and 17,
wow.
almost 1,800 home runs.
I think he's got a chance to get into the Hall of Fame with numbers like that.
Pretty good.
Says, I lost the MVP numbers, but he had at least eight before the show stopped counting. He says, I wheeled the corpse of Bryce Harper out until he was 71 years old.
I love this guy.
Finished with 899 home runs. Rafael Devers played until he was 67. Had to move him from third base at 50 years old.
Yeah, it's time.
All right, let me ask you this.
Handle the hot corner. He finished with 7,000 hits and almost 1,600 home runs.
7,000 hits.
What was your most proud video game accomplishment? Like the game you were most excited to finally beat?
I mean, the first time I beat Contra, and I did use the extra men. I did. I never beat it with just the three. I had to use the up, down, left, right, BA, start. I had to use that to get the extra men. But the first time I beat it, I was like,
I don't know that there was a better video game feeling for me growing up than finally beating Mike Tyson.
Never did it.
You never beat Mike Tyson?
Never
no, I beat
it,
him.
Dude.
I beat him.
I never did it.
Never did it.
Never. I got to him all the time.
You had to figure out the pattern eventually.
I know. And I couldn't
really
get it. I never beat Mike Tyson. It's one of the things I think about lying in bed at night. That I never did.
Haunts you to this day.
It really does. All my friends did. I was like, oh, yeah, me too. Never did it.
You could beat Don Flamenco.
Oh, yeah.
You could get past
Soda Popinski.
Yeah.
I beat the crap out of all those guys.
Raging Bull?
Bald Bull.
Bald Bull.
Bald Bull.
Who's the big Hippo? King Hippo.
King Hippo.
King Hippo.
He was easy. You just hit him in the stomach.
Yeah.
He's got the
Who was the
bandage.
Weakling that you faced
Joe
first?
Glass.
Yes.
I used to beat the ever-loving pee out of Joe Glass. I mean, I'd let him hang around for a while, and then just take it to him.
Yeah.
No, Glass Joe. Sorry.
Glass Joe.
Glass Joe.
Not Glass Joe. Jaw.
Glass Joe.
Bad name for a boxer.
I never did it. Super Mario was fun. Yeah. After, like, after that version of Nintendo came out, I never beat another game again. Ever. Never beat a Sega game, never beat a PlayStation game.
I think the last one I beat when the kids were, and I still did it when the kids were younger, was Super Mario World.
Nah, I never beat that.
I beat that one, yeah.
I mean, people that like buy a game on a Friday and beat it by Sunday, I'm like, oh my God.
Paulie, what was your greatest game beating accomplishment? See, you grew up in an era where games weren't to be beaten, they were just to be played.
I didn't play. I like to play like the sports games that
you don't beat.
I thought you couldn't beat. I mean, one of the most fun nights I ever had as a kid was I couldn't play the game as a kid. It was Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
My mom said no.
Yeah, I think for good reason.
I was probably 11, 12 years old when this happened, and I got to spend the night at my cousin's house one night, and we stayed up. We did not go to sleep once. I mean, we stayed up all night.
And you beat it?
I don't even think we beat it, because once you beat it, like, you still get to keep living in that world.
Yeah.
And then we were finding cheat codes for unlimited money and all the weapons. You know what I mean? Like, we had so much fun with that game.
Yeah. It's a hardcore game.
Piston Honda.
Pissed off
about him. Yep. Yeah. Von Kaiser.
Yeah.
We were a bit ethnically stereotypical in some of these names.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, it was like 1985.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A couple more notes on that MLB The Show thread. This guy said Paul Skeens had major injury issues in his early 50s.
That'll happen. Your body will break down.
Had to pay him $400 million at age 52 just to keep him on board. His 791 wins was second all time, just over 8,000 strikeouts.
Somebody won more than 791 times. Cy Young is 5'11".
Yeah.
That will never be broken. Ever. No. Never. Nobody will even get 400. Nobody will get 300 again.
Yeah.
Mike Trout retired at the age of 72 in this man's dynasty.
If they change the rules, they're going to have to go 5 innings anymore.
Innings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Somebody would get to 300.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, got to be very careful with this one.
Dance around
again.
It's kind of what we do here. So there is a senator from the state of Mississippi who is proposing a bill.
Like a state senator?
State senator. He will be proposing a bill that will effectively ban
Self-seduction
for men?
Onanism. That's the scientific term.
I've never heard that.
You know, I've never heard of that?
Onanism?
Onanism. Yeah.
Are you an onanist?
I don't know about that.
I know you are. Stroganoff.
It's not uncommon, by the way. Go ahead.
Well,
how do you ban it?
I don't know.
You in there, boy?
He was shocked, though, that he was receiving so many angry messages from men, including death threats, for proposed bill.
Hey, man, you ain't taking that away from me. I'll tell you right now. How do you enforce it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of laws that are
unenforceable,
rarely or almost impossible to enforce.
That's like one of them.
Like in recent years, California legalized the use of cannabis. Before that, it had never been used in the state of California.
AKA cannabis. Yeah, just remember that moment it was finally legal and everyone was so happy.
It was like, wow, this is such a revelation.
Wow, this is, I feel so good right now.
60s never happened at all.
No.
Yeah, that's true. It's called the Contraception Begins at Erection Act. Erection.
The floor debate is going to be fascinating on this one.
Need to be a master debater on the floor of that one, for sure.
Who knows? Someday, California may legalize sports gambling, and you will finally get to learn what it feels like.
I keep hearing about the rush of, like, to win a couple hundred dollars.
To wager on a sporting event.
I'm still... Why don't we just... Don't worry about what I do when I go home and I have a couple hours myself. Don't worry about it. It doesn't affect you at all. Not even a little bit.
What you're doing is a crime in Mississippi, or could be.
I guess. Thanks for that, Paul.
Hey.
I'm sure there's a deeper meaning to it, but I fail to see. I feel if I was a lawmaker, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not gonna work myself up in a lather about this. At all. It's a good way to end the program today.
Yeah.
It is National Husband Day. Just remember, ladies or gentlemen, celebrate your husbands.
All right, we still have a minute left, actually. Good, almost timed it out perfectly
almost.
Today. All right, so...
It's hard to dance around those stories.
Yeah.
If we're on a podcast, we can have some real
fun.
Well,
you know, Annie and Elston can continue this discussion,
I'm sure,
in their opening segment in just a few minutes. I mean, they'll pick up right where we left off, I'm sure.
Kind of member streams tonight. Maybe we can get a little spicy.
Yeah, we can get back into there. We don't have to.
We do. If you are a Tier 1 Gold member, you can join us tonight at 6:30 for usually around an hour. We
do a Q&A,
monthly members only chats.
Always a good time.
Always a good time.
Yep. All right. Have a good rest of your day, gentlemen.
All right. That's it for us.
Made it to the music.
We did. That's all I'm really trying to do is to get to that last 30-second music, Ben, when I can begin my series of thank yous and goodbyes. Usually starts with our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl. Thank you, Paulie. Or Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.